Well, it's day two of Audio Mo. Mark Bretta here with you. And I have to say, like, this year is the first time that I've gotten to set aside time to listen to strings and strings of Audio Mo participants. In the past, you know, because of my work schedule and because of life and whatever, I mainly contributed and interacted with like a handful of people, where this time I'm in a different situation in life, and media is still part of my world, so I set aside time specifically to listen to day one of a lot of you, and you guys are amazing. Amazing. And so I feel like I have to step up my game this year. But no, it's been so great to interact with a bunch of you already, and hopefully we'll continue to chat and meet more new people as this month goes along. But let me tell you about today. So I think I mentioned yesterday that I record a vlog, a video blog, and I just started this. Like, I really only have probably like 6 videos up on my channel. But I finished up a vlog this morning. I did the final edits on it and posted it. And it was a fun vlog. And the funny thing is, I've actually got a, what do you call it? One of those, like, copyright claims. No strikes against my account. And I really could dispute it if I wanted to, but there's no strikes, so I don't care. But my cousins and I actually reviewed 2 movies. We saw X-Men Apocalypse and Popstar, and I showed clips of the movies, and then we sort of did a quick review. So I think technically I'm allowed to do that under fair use, but I'm not going to dispute it. They didn't give me strikes. The movie studios are going ahead and monetizing it for themselves. Great. I don't care, really. That's fine. If I had 1 million followers, it might be a different situation, but whatever. It was fun to put together. You can go check it out on my website, markbretta.com. And I don't know. It's just a fun little outlet for me in the video world to try that out. And then this afternoon, I went to the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and my bro Steve was working. So I stopped by his office, and we ran out during his lunch hour just to catch up and chat. And we went to the sandwich place in downtown where he's at. And we are actually trying to start another YouTube channel in relation to restaurants and food and whatever. So we kind of did a mock run of a food review of this place. He had been there before, and it's a great place. Like, if you are ever in the Chicago area and need a good sandwich place, it's actually in the northwest suburbs, so it's kind of like probably an hour outside of the city. But it's in Barrington, Illinois, and it's called Bologna's, Bologney, I think apostrophe S. Anyway, their sandwiches, you may have heard the term, at least here in America, burritos as big as your head. Well, these are sandwiches, and the sandwiches were the size, like, the pile of beef that was in there, like, shaved beef, was probably the size of a fist. It was huge, this sandwich. Anyway, I'm going to put that in the next vlog, and that way you can actually see the sandwich, but this restaurant was amazing. And so we just chatted, we talked about projects, talked about family. He has 3 kids. One is graduating high school. The next one is turning 3 this summer. And then a baby who is around 8 or 9 weeks old now. But she's growing so fast. Like, when I held her the first time, she was this little teeny, teeny baby. And she's still really teeny, teeny, but she's filling out and everything. Total adorable. I just can't get over my little niece. But anyway, so after I had lunch with Steve, I ran then to my aunt's house, and she had some stuff for me to pick up and to drop off to my dad and to my other cousins. And while I was there, I got to sit with her granddaughter, who is another niece of mine, and this baby girl, so sweet. It's funny because she's unfazed, it seems like. She wasn't laughing, she wasn't talking, she wasn't sad, she wasn't grumpy. But she just sat there in my arms and just looked at me and played with my face, played with my goatee, put her fingers in my mouth. She was hilarious. But no, it didn't make her laugh. She just sat there and looked at me and was content. And so my aunt made us some fruit smoothies, mango fruit smoothies, which were excellent, by the way. And so we visited for a little while, and then I got the stuff. Her brother, my little niece's brother, so my nephew, was taking a nap, unbothered. He just was unmoved. He just slept the whole time. So I technically, we didn't get to see each other, but he was just peacefully napping on the couch. And he's three, is he four? He's going to be four, I think. Yeah, he's going to be four. Wow. So it was fun to visit there. And then when I got home, I just tried to jump back into some projects. I watched a little bit of this series, this new series called First Impressions. Dana Carvey, you know, the actor-comedian, started the show. It's on USA Network here in the States. And it's a contest where three people come on and do impressions of celebrities. It's pretty funny. I mean, it's really good. You know, Dana Carvey is like one of the masters of impressions. And so that's just a cool show that's on right now. And then now I'm just jumping back into catching up on my YouTube people to see what they're up to. And then now I'm recording this because I didn't realize what time it is here. And I wanted to get this in at least before the day ended here in Chicago. And then I'm going to jump in and check out all of your day two posts and see what kind of things you've posted today. I'm really excited about that. So that was my day. That was my Thursday, June 2nd, here in Chicago. Connect with me on Twitter, at Mark Bretta. Go to my website, markbretta.com. I'm all over social media. You can reach me anywhere. That sounds scary, now that I've said it out loud, but it would be great to hear from you. So have a good day. I will see you tomorrow.